hour on this Wednesday. Barack Obama's growing legacy of failed foreign policy by the United States is getting some enhancement right now. Getting enhancement because of the exposure that the United States was apparently behind this whole fiasco at the United Nations, where Israel has been condemned for building settlements in the West Bank. The United States abstained from voting instead of vetoing it, which is what we have always done. And now we learn through multiple sources, not only did we abstain, but we helped author that whole piece of legislation, if you will. Todd Wood here with me, journalist for the Washington Times. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Barack Obama's legacy, because that seems to be all he cares about, is not doing well today, it wouldn't seem to me. What do you make of this whole fiasco with Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, Donald Trump trying to salvage the deal, and then it all goes the way it went? What do you make of it?
I think his true colors agenda is coming, coming out, because what he did is absolutely stunning, and it's a betrayal of an ally, and it's destruction of the process for peace in the Middle East, and really against the Jewish people in general. It's just stunning.
And the fallout. You know what's interesting about this? First, it was Egypt that was going to introduce this measure, from what I understand. But Donald Trump reaches out to President el-Sisi of Egypt, and it goes away. And then all of a sudden it comes back with New Zealand and others leading the charge. Like, because New Zealand is a world leader in the West Bank and so forth. I mean, it's just very odd, don't you think?
You could look at it that way, or you could look at it as diabolically devious. The man is obviously not a friend of the Jewish state. I mean, that's, people don't realize, I mean, the Jews have been there for 5,000 years. They have two temples which have been destroyed there. There's part of one that's still there, which they hold very dear. And this authorization or resolution basically put that in the control of the Palestinian state. So the betrayal is just monumental, and people really need to understand the history there to really understand how bad of a thing this was.
Can it even be corrected? I mean, because this has happened now, this condemnation has occurred, the United States abstained. It's not like you can get it turned around unless you get all the people that voted for it to change their mind, I would guess.
It's going to be very difficult for the Security Council to get the Security Council to change it. I mean, that's what's so bad about it, because, Russia and China can veto any further resolutions. So really what it did, though, is it completely destroyed the chance for peace there, because the model for peace over the last several decades has been, Israel says, we'll give back some of this land in exchange for peace. And what Obama did was take away any leverage Israel has whatsoever. They've said they will give up these settlements if they can get peace. Now, that has been taken away in a legal format. So there is no way Israel is going to do that. So it's just destroyed the chance for peace at all.
Because basically the territory has, in effect, on paper, been seized.
Correct, yes.
Just so we're clear on how that works. Okay, so then the fallout, not only here at home, but in other places. You wrote about the Ukraine summoning the Israeli ambassador after this controversy. Tell me about some of the other fallout, because it's not isolated, it's not in a vacuum. This has a ripple effect.
I think Israel is, pulling back with relations with multiple countries which agreed to this, and there should be consequences to them, especially, Western countries who are acting like children on this. But the real fallout is going to be the UN. I mean, there is going to be serious consequences in how the UN functions, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe Obama's just going to not realize what he did and what the consequences to his beloved globalist, cabal is going to be.
And maybe that is it. Maybe the blowback is the death knell, or the beginning of the death knell for the United Nations, which, and Trump is getting a lot of heat for this. Donald Trump is, for calling it basically a little club, a little social club, because nothing important ever really happens Nothing really happens with the United Nations. It's just, you know, where people get together, they have a talk, they have a conversation, they have lunch, they go home, they pat each other on the back, talk about how great they are. But what has the UN ever really done?
Well, nothing where the other countries have, you know, the Korean War happened, or there was a UN function in that, but that was only because Russia walked out of the meeting. So it's only by accident that things get done in the past. So it really is an anti-American, obviously anti-Israeli organization. Think about this. There's been 20 UN resolutions that have passed against Israel, even with the U.S. protecting Israel. How many have been against Syria, where they have killed 500,000 people in the last couple of years, butchered children, bombed hospitals, and there's been one. So tell me that's fair.
And none of this makes a lot of sense. I just wonder how much more damage this guy is going to do on the way out the door, because that's the way he's acting like a petulant child to me. Piles of regulations, banning drilling in the Arctic, banning drilling off the Atlantic coast, creating this huge, dropping this bomb, frankly, on the Israeli situation on the world stage. And it goes on and on and on, and we've got a month left of him, you know, doing these things, pulling these stunts, as my mother would call it.
Well, I think his true colors are coming out. I've said for years that you can't listen to what Barack Obama says. You have to look at what he does and the results of his actions, and that is the result of an Islamic caliphate being stood up in the Middle East, Israel being betrayed, 99.99% of all refugees coming into the U.S. are Muslim. I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you what his agenda is. And, he's acting like a child. And there's rumors of another resolution coming at the U.N. where he's going to attempt to prevent Donald Trump from ever trying to solve the Middle Eastern problem. So, you know, there's more to come for sure.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Today, John Kerry's going to be out giving some speech about this, right? We got like 3 weeks to go, or 3.5 weeks. What is John Kerry going to offer at this point in the conversation that he couldn't have offered in the last 3 years to Middle East peace? I mean, who cares what John Kerry has to say? A lame duck Secretary of State he's impotent.
Well, yeah, but they can still do a lot of damage. I think that's part of this.
He's not trying to do damage. He's coming out to try to give an explanation and talk about Middle East peace. I mean, listening to him, I have nothing to hear from him.
Oh, I completely agree, but I think he's being directed by Obama, and they want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy, they want to make literally Jerusalem, you know, Muslim, which it used to be under the, you know, the Sultans. That's what they want.
But the Sultans didn't destroy all those holy places and so forth. This is a different day. This is a different time.
Yeah.
You know, the Sultans didn't destroy the entire place. I mean, if you go to Israel, Arabs and Jews live together in Israel.
Yeah.
People don't realize that.
In the Middle East. People don't understand. Yeah, people are ignorant to Israel.
Yeah, very much so. Well, hold that thought right there. I want to talk about some other issues with ISIS and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump and a Chinese aircraft carrier cruising into the South China Sea. We'll talk more about that with Todd Wood from the Washington Times right after this.
Business owners, do you want to be more efficient and save money? Well, DTE Energy wants to help. And here to talk about it is Brian from DTE. Welcome.
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
So how does DTE help businesses?
Well, of course we know that reliable energy is vital to keep businesses running. So we put a lot of investment in upgrading infrastructure. But DTE is also committed to helping them succeed. So we offer incentives, tools, and tips.
Like what?
DTE offers rebates to help businesses be more energy efficient. We even have experts who will help identify where they can cut usage to save.
Lower bills, more profit, right?
Right. DTE also offers a variety of quick and convenient bill paying options, like e-bill paperless billing, auto pay, and flexible due date, which means business owners can choose the due date that works best for them. They can even use the DTE Energy mobile app to pay from a smartphone or tablet.
So business owners, let DTE help you succeed. Visit dteenergy.com/business. DTE Energy, know your own power.
The Car Show.
The check engine light comes on.
The service engine signal light is constantly staying on.
Shortly after I did that, the check engine light came on.
You'll either start good or start bad.
Simply the most reliable advice for your car, truck, van, or RV.
I got a question that's going to blow you away. If I'm going westbound, my cruise control on, and I pass over Taft Road, the cruise will not turn off.
Okay.
The triangle.
The cruise triangle.
Roswell. The Car Show with Steve Stewart, Roger Kwapik, and Dan Petras. Revving its engines on the Michigan Talk Network.
That's what we'll do.